Accusations fly over Moldova's Twitter revolution. Political upheaval spurs the search for a savior in Thailand. And thousands in India and in the United Kingdom will celebrate Easter together. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A call for action against Moldova's election results tapped into a deep vein of discontent among youth, Russian Ministry Sergei Rakhuba says.
Communists took an easy victory in the last election, but people are fed up, and especially young people who disagreed with it.
The digital tools that drew thousands of protesters and rioters to Moldova's capital became the next scapegoat. To the communists in power, it's a threat from the West. It's not a long leap to see where that could go. Rakhuba says,
if President Voronin stays in power, it means that there will be lots of pressure on Western mission groups and groups that have close ties with Western churches.
Although it's speculation, there is cause for prayer.
They want to control. It means they will cut their country from communications from the Western community, and they will try to clean up their territory, squeezing out all the evangelical missionaries, mission groups.
Meanwhile, political unrest in Thailand has spurred a search for a savior. About 80,000 protesters rallied this week to demand that the prime minister step down to make room for supporters of a former prime minister now exiled on abuse of power charges. Joseph Richter of Farms International says people are asking,
will there actually be a charismatic, impartial person who will come out to rescue, to save the country? But the missionary said the Savior is here and Jesus is here to rescue Thailand, and this is harvest time.
It seems that the so-called red shirt protesters are losing strength, but the country remains unstable. While Christians reach out, they're unsure of what lies ahead.
It's hard to know sometimes how these political ups and downs will affect the church.
Pray that the Lord would speak in the midst of the chaos and that many would turn to Him as a result. You're listening to Mission Network News. According to China Aid, a trial began yesterday in China to decide the fate of a man charged for distributing Bibles without government permission. The believer, Shi Wei Han, has already been in prison for over a year. He confessed to giving away Bibles and Christian books, but says he didn't sell them. In the past, a judge has found insufficient evidence against him, but the police are determined to see him sentenced. Pray for Shi, his testimony, his family, and justice. On this Good Friday, we turn our eyes next to HCJB Global. HCJB's John Hurst says they're excited about a radio outreach specifically to India and the United Kingdom. It's a chance to engage people who aren't necessarily looking for a gospel message over Easter.
In India, we're going to have 2 half-hour programs on government FM, and there's a potential listening audience of almost 50 million people. In the UK, it's a very different program. We're going to have 2 very short programs, only 1 to 2 minutes long on 2 stations in the Yorkshire area, with an audience of almost 180,000.
Hurst urges prayer for this effort.
Please be praying for open hearts, that God will touch people's hearts as they listen.
HCJB Global is also providing a resource that supports the programs they're airing Easter weekend.
We're excited to be offering people a devotional download called the Voice and Hands Reader. And that really ties into our overall message of being the voice and hands of Jesus as we reach out, for example, this Easter on these Easter programs.
And in Nicaragua, a Worldwide Christian Schools partner held its first graduation ceremony of the school year this winter. Over 95% of the school's graduates move on to college. 8 high school graduates received their diplomas, ushering in an end to the school's initial growth phase. Worldwide helped build the school in 2005 to provide a Christian education for middle-class families in the area. 20% of students receive financial aid through school sponsorships. If you want to help this ministry, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2 to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.